Happy Thursday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Todd Goodson, K-State professor and chair, Department of Curriculum and Instruction. In the previous segment, we were talking about the Summer STEM Institute for middle school students, but a lot more going on. We got K-State's looking at a new camp for high school students considering the teaching profession. Very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're trying to get more young people interested in teaching as a career, and that's a focus statewide. You hear about problems, especially rural districts have recruiting teachers, and we're trying to address the teaching shortage. And one of the ways the state has responded to that is with the career pathways that include teaching pathway tracks. So you find high schools around the state that have essentially a major that students identify in the ninth grade year, and they're in a track toward teaching as a career. And we're building this summer camp that will target those students, not necessarily in a teaching pathway high school, but students in high school who know at that point or believe at that point that they are interested in becoming a teacher down the line. And so this is, again, it's our first time doing it. It's June 10th through the 15th, and we're calling it the Kansas Advanced Teacher Academy. It has you see posters around, and it's on our College Ed website under a CATA, K-A-T-A graphic. But It will bring them in on a Sunday, check them into the dormitory. We have a couple of experienced teachers and some of our undergraduates scheduled to work with them and stay with them in the dorm. And they'll get to come in and visit the Summer STEM Academy that'll be going on during that time and see that environment, see learning going on in that environment. And they'll also get to meet some of our current undergraduates and some of our faculty members and visit all the other things, the call hall ice cream and the climbing wall at the rec center and all of that as well. And it's a week long, and then on Friday afternoon we'll have some kind of showcase again, and parents come and pick them up. But we're excited about that. We opened it up initially. We thought 10 students would be a nice number to begin with, and almost immediately one of our districts over in the Kansas City area contacted us and asked for all 10 spaces. So we've expanded it just a bit. If folks are interested, the person to talk with would be either James Alberto or Luann Goetz, and they could be reached at the Curriculum and Instruction Office. It would be 532-5904 for information about possible seats that might be left in that Academy.
You said this is the first year for this. What was kind of that tipping point of motivation to finally put something like this together?
Well, as you might imagine, we've had a number of conversations about recruiting, reaching out to young people at different points than we normally do. In higher ed, we're accustomed to sitting back and waiting for the students to show up and fill our classes, and we move forward from there. And the idea of going out and recruiting students is something that we're learning to do, and this is one aspect of a recruiting plan because we think if we can spend a week on campus with a student who has just finished a 10th or 11th grade year of high school, then our chances are pretty good that student will come back, will take a hard look at us as an undergraduate institution.
Brady Bowman here with Todd Goodson. He's K-State professor and chair of the Department of Curriculum and Instruction. And Todd, just thinking about that idea of recruiting high school students to consider the teaching profession. Mm-hmm. You know, going back early in your career when you first maybe decided to get into teaching, and when you look at back then compared to now, what's maybe some of the challenges that folks have now, mm-hmm. if they're interested in teaching, that maybe weren't there, or maybe some of the challenges are the same when you first got started?
Well, there are challenges that are the same, and there are challenges that are different. There are always challenges to working with young people in classrooms. and their joys that go along with that, and those are all still the same. We hear a great deal about lack of support for public education and pressure that teachers face and that sort of thing, and we certainly see examples in the national news from places like Oklahoma and West Virginia and Arizona where there have public schools that are at a crisis point. I think we've dodged that bullet in Kansas, and things are turning around. And I think it's a great time to look at teaching as a career, whether you're 16 or 17 or 46 or 56. I think it's an exciting occupation, and now is a great time to get into it.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, hi. I had a quick question. I know you've talked a lot about recruiting and opportunities to get more people into the teaching profession. What about teachers looking for advancement and what programs you might have and how they could advance their careers through more education?
Well, certainly. Thank you for asking. We have master's degrees through the College of Education, both in curriculum and instruction and in educational leadership. And also in school counseling. So if I were a young teacher at this point, one of the first things you think about is which track do I want to go to advance my career? Do I want to be the very best teacher I can be and perhaps look toward going into higher education, to go into teacher education? Or do I want to go into leadership in the K-12 environment, or do I want to move into something like school counseling? That would be a fork in the road where you would pick a path and move forward from there. We do have a master's program that I would mention begins a cohort each summer. It's an online program that is designed to get teachers through a master's degree in 15 months. It's a summer, fall, spring, summer configuration, and that's all delivered online. Within that, it's possible to either get a certificate in educational technology or to get a K-12 or a state license. The grade level would depend on the license that you already have, but a state license as a reading specialist can be embedded within that. And I would also mention that if I were a teacher out there who had finished a master's degree and was looking to take the next step, we are launching this summer an innovative online educational doctorate program that is a three-year degree that works current teachers. They don't have to quit their job. It has internships, and the classes are all delivered either online or in summer residencies, and they get to move together through as a cohort, and in 3 years have a doctoral degree that would qualify them for leadership positions in their school district or even looking beyond that.
Thanks again. Thanks so much for that phone call. And just real quick, I'm glad you mentioned counselors. Yes. Because that's something that I think people kind of forget about in the teaching profession overall, and seems like there's a renewed focus on counselors in especially public schools. And
there absolutely is, and there's a renewed focus in this state on social-emotional learning skills. There's an increasing recognition that we can't learn when we're hurting, and I think the role... We do see a renewed emphasis in the role of the school counselor, and that's important work for people who are inclined to do it.
Brady Bowman here with Todd Goodson, K-State professor and chair, Department of Curriculum and Instruction. Got maybe about 30 seconds or so left. Any last thoughts?
This afternoon at 2:00 in Bluemont Hall 21, we're having our undergraduate research and creative activity fair with our undergraduate students who have done research projects this semester. If you're out and about or find yourself on campus this afternoon, welcome you to come by Bluemont Hall at 2:00.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing all that information with us. Great information. Also want to remind folks, the Hiring Heroes Career Fair at Fort Riley is going on until 2:00 today on post. If you missed any of this show, a little later today on our website at newsradiokman.com. Click on demand and get caught up on today's In Focus, yesterday's In Focus. And Dave, I'll go ahead and beat you to the punch on tomorrow because I haven't put that in the list yet. We'll have 4 out of 5 of our local legislatures on In Focus tomorrow. 4 out of 5. We'll have a full house.